Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and we are here again for Sports 101. I had laughed last time. I said I hadn't been here for a while doing shows, and it just seems like we are getting more interviews, more information, things that I need to let everybody know. There's some amazing people out there that are doing some amazing things, and we have a gentleman that's going to come to the show today that is named Coach Mike Jarvis. I met him, and he's actually a client of Alexis Levi Sports and Entertainment Group, but we connected right away. Of course, we talked my favorite game, which is basketball, and he's done some amazing things in the world of basketball, which we're going to share today. Our main reason, obviously, is to intro him, intro some of his past, let you get a chance to know who the man behind the name is. And as you get a chance to know him, you'll also know that he does a lot of things in the community, dealing with the Christian community especially, as well as he has written a major book called The Seven C's of Leadership. And so we're going to talk about that today as well. And I'm so excited to have him on board. We've got a lot going on in this month, and we ask you to stay tuned. You will not want to miss any of the people that we have on our show, and you will not want to miss your host, Alexis Levi. So without further ado, I see that my coach is online, so I'm going to click him in, and we're going to get started.
Fantastic.
Coach?
What a nice introduction.
You're
Thank
there.
You. I am here.
You're welcome. You are welcome. I'm so happy that we are starting off this year on a right foot. You've got some amazing things going on, and I just want to share it with everybody. I am Team Jarvis, as you know. And, you know, a lot of coaches start out in one place, and they go to another place after they've retired and are no longer coaching, and either you don't hear from them or they're not trying to let everybody know what they're doing, and you're letting us know what's on your mind, what you're doing for the community, and I just want to commend you for that. Now, I have to read a little bit of your bio, so just give me a second here. Okay.
Okay.
Coach Jarvis, he attended Houghton Grammar School before attending technical school. It's called Ringe. Ringe.
Ringe. Yep,
technical
Ringe.
High
yep.
School. Yes. And in the 68, he also was undergraduate in physical education from Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. He went on at 1984, he received his Master of Education from Boston University. And in 2014, Coach Jarvis was awarded an honorary Doctorate of Divinity in Leadership and Ministry from South Florida Bible College and Theology Seminary. Now, most people know you from coaching because if I mention your name in the circle that we run in, everybody knows you're a coach. And I will say you were one of the most winningest coaches in your career in 2014 with an overall head coaching record of 684 wins and 351 losses, which is an amazing number, amazing stats. Okay? And also, as you know, we know you actually coached the great Patrick Ewing. And so I want to get a little bit into why, who you are a little bit, and then we'll get into the book and what great tips you give the guests in the book. Is that okay?
That is fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. So, Coach, tell me, how did you get started in coaching?
Well, I grew up like I guess most kids in the city. I played sports. In fact, back in those days, you played football, then basketball and baseball, and it ended up that basketball ended up being the sport that actually gave me the best opportunity to go to college on a partial scholarship. So I attended Northeastern University thinking that, I guess thinking like most kids, hey, maybe I'll be a pro. But I wasn't quick enough, didn't jump high enough, didn't shoot well enough to basically be the player that I thought I could be. And, in fact, I quit the team in my sophomore year because I wasn't getting enough playing time. Well, after that experience, and I went back and I worked at my brother's. My brother had a little fish and chip store, so I cooked and served the folks back in Cambridge and realized that that wasn't what I should be doing. So my brother said, hey, Mike, get off your high horse, go back, and asked that coach if you can have, have another chance. So I went back, and he gave me another chance to play. And when I went back and I started to prepare and study, and I learned from him. He was a master coach.
What was his name? Do you remember?
His name was, yes, of course I do. His name was, it was Coach Dick Dukeshire. He was the dean of coaches in New England. In fact, when he left Northeast and he went to Greece, and he was the guy that really started Greek basketball, and he coached their national team. But what he was a great teacher. And I learned how to teach the game of basketball, and not just that it was a game that was to be played. It was a game to be, you know, taught. The fundamentals had to be learned. And this guy was a great teacher. And Coach Dukeshire prepared me to be a coach. And it's really funny. You know, he hired me, gave me my first coaching job as a part-time assistant at Northeastern.
That's amazing. Well, you know, I'm just going to speak to the effect of something like that. Think about it. There's a lot of players out there who may not have the right scores, may not have the right stats, like you say, may not be quick enough. So I just want to speak to the audience because we have a lot of different audience. We have some players, we have some coaches, we have some NBA folks, and then general people. And I as a parent knows how that is. You know, sometimes you're good and sometimes you're not good enough and you got to work harder or you got to pick another career. And it sounds like that made the best transition for you. And I'm speaking to those out there that don't think they have a transition from being that basketball player to then being a coach. Coaches do pretty good by themselves, don't they?
They sure do. And yet, you know,
both
coaches,
financially and
Yeah, they can. And a lot of guys, though, believe it or not, most of the guys that coach don't make a lot of money. Most of the guys that coach, no one ever hears who they are. They coach because they love the game, they love the kids, and they want to make a difference.
Yes. Well, it sounds like, and I'll talk a little bit about this, it sounds like in your search to make a transition, you found a wonderful place. But you also realized you were a leader, and I know, you know, you've written many books, you speak all over the world, and the exciting thing about hearing you speak is that you speak from the heart, and I think people learn better when they know that you're not reading from, you know, a book somebody else wrote, you're reading from something that you, Coach Jarvis, wrote, and so we commend you for that. Now, you were in coaching for 25 years, is that correct?
Well, actually, I was in coaching for probably around 40 years because I coached at the high school level where I also taught. I started my first coaching job was in 67, the year before I graduated from college. I started coaching at a suburban high school outside of Boston, Newton, Mass. And my last coaching job was in 2014. When my son and I coached our last game together at Florida Atlantic. So a lot of stops along the way, but about 40 years in the business as a coach.
Well, that's amazing. Well, like I said, I commend you. A lot of people go into coaching and don't stay, so obviously you were doing something right. Now, I want to get a little into the new book. I'm looking at the mirror here, and it looks like I've got a few minutes, which we might have to come back up on another 15 minutes because they might cut us out.
That's
if they do, I'll call you right back. The book, Leadership, obviously is a sweet spot for you. Can you tell me a little bit about the new book?
Well, first of all, the new book is The Seven C's of Leadership, and I'll go over those seven quickly in a minute. But the premise and the message behind the book is that everybody, God has equipped each and every single one of us to lead. Most people think that the leader means you're in the front of the group, you're giving all the instructions. Sometimes the greatest leaders are found in the middle or even at the end of the group. Everybody has been blessed by our Lord and Savior with a DNA that says leadership on it. So we can all lead, but most of us, you know, either a lot of us don't believe it or we just haven't discovered that yet. And what I'm trying to do in this book is basically give the people at least some ideas about how they've been gifted and what those seven C's of leadership are.
Okay. And what I want to do, Coach, we have about 25 seconds left on this particular tape.
Okay.
So So I want to cut us right now, and I want to bring you back up on the seven C's. Exactly. Give me 2 seconds. I'll call you right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.